Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited,
the Conservation International Guyana,
Guyana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Joanne, I have to go out to pay some bills.
Mom, remember we're going to sign you up for Republic Online and Republic Mobile.
But don't I still need to go to the bank to sign up?
No, Mom. Republic Bank made it even easier for us to sign up. Just visit RepublicGuyana.com, click the Republic Online sign up banner, follow the instructions, and you're good to go.
No need to visit the bank when you can use Republic Online and Republic Mobile. Pay bills, transfer funds to any local bank or to any Republic Bank account. Check balance and more anywhere at any time. Take advantage of Republic's convenient sign-up process and do your banking from home. Log on to RepublicGuyana.com and find out how easy it is to sign up today.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
As the novel coronavirus continues to have an increased impact on our community, Canadian Banknote and the Guyana Lottery Company would like to strongly remind you of the importance of listening and acting very seriously upon the advice that is being given about social distancing, hand washing, and the common symptoms associated with this virus. When we resume our business, we will play our part in minimizing situations where people are crowded together by ensuring that the appropriate signage is placed at our agents countrywide, that machines are sanitized, and that our operators pay keen attention to their working environment. This is a time for bringing families closer together, for staying home, for creating memories, and embracing what will become a new normal, not only for our dear Guyana, but worldwide. A heartfelt thank you to our essential workers. Take care and be safe.
This is a message from the Guyana Lottery Company.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
The Small Business Bureau is offering small business relief grants and services to registered small businesses experiencing significant economic challenges as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic in Guyana. The relief support is intended to strengthen and sustain small businesses through provision of the following: relief grants to sustain business operations and retain employees, training and development support to establish and market businesses through online platforms, diversify businesses, and forge supply partnership. Small Business Bureau, promoting entrepreneurship.
In our last episode, Lawrence was visiting Divine and Ryan when Brian called out from the street demanding to see his son. Lawrence went out and threatened to call the police. Goldman explained the Minamata Convention to stop mercury mining for the protection of people and the environment to Brian and John. Divine told Lawrence that she wanted to get the DNA test done quickly and so be rid of Brian. Right now, Anil and Goldman are at the Boston restaurant.
Anil Wapen, boy. It's good to see you at Boston's restaurant.
Just chilling here, Mr. Goldman. I hear John come to the hospital.
Yeah, man. He's staying with me and the missus for a little bit.
That's nice, man.
Anil, you know I see great change in John these couple days. Sometimes I watch the man and I think like he lost in his thoughts, man.
After going through a sickness like coronavirus thinking you're going dead, don't gonna change anybody.
Yeah.
I can try and see you later so we could gaff a little bit.
He might come over here just now.
Alright, good.
How are you doing, though? Any progress with the wife?
Nah, she ain't come back yet. And to be honest, right now, I thinking it's probably best I just go back in the bush. you know, go and throw myself in work and forget all about what happening.
You sure?
Yeah, man. Me parents looking after me daughter for the meantime.
I would tell you to think long and hard before you do something you regret.
I got to get back to work at some point. I had done start following up with these people from the Responsible Mining Initiative. They advising we on the type of soil we working with, so we gonna know the best spots to look for gold. Then, they demonstrating the right equipment to get increased recovery and profits.
Me and young Brandy talking about that. I realize the young man ain't really know much about what's going on.
It's a good man. You know plenty miners just want to get into this thing to make a quick money. They work while, they cut down plenty trees unnecessarily, and don't care one thing.
I think it's because some people don't appreciate how important the forests are. You know, 87% of Guyana is forest. We could walk gold better and still keep we forests.
We ain't realize how lucky we are.
Watch how we blessed in Guyana. We get a little rain, a little sun. Every now and again, we get a little flooding. But we ain't got no major natural disasters like earthquakes, volcanoes, and hurricanes.
Like you forget a little shake-up the other day and let them. Some people place mash-up.
Them is all reminders that we need to protect what we got. The forest does help protect the climate. Plus provide food, medicine, housing materials, fresh water.
And flood protection.
Exactly.
Look, as the owner of a mining operation, I'm making a commitment to work with RMI. We got to try and keep our forests for the future generations.
That's the message I preach in all the time, Anil.
Whatever technical support Conservation International and them people offering, I take in.
I know Conservation International is working with Guyana Geology and Mines Commission and Guyana Gold and Diamond Miners Association to roll out technical services, training, and demonstration in improved exploration. Miners can test the new technology at their demonstration sites.
Yeah, I'm on that.
If our young miners could approach this thing like you, we could mine gold better, still make money, and keep the environment and the people safe.
Alonzo? I didn't realize it's all this clothes you got.
Thanks for helping me pack, Shelly.
Oh, don't thank me yet. I might give up just now.
You're so good to me. I gonna miss you.
Oh, so like you're gonna invite me over by you? Or she gonna be living with you? The Benicio.
You know, you acting real jealous for a woman with a husband.
Look, I just think you could do better than the Venezuelan woman.
Better like you.
Alonzo.
You don't gotta hide your feelings. Stop stifling your conscience. Me and you know what's going on with me and you.
And you know that Ignatius wouldn't play for strangle we both.
Well, now that I'm moving to my own place, what uncle no know can't hurt you.
Alonzo.
And the fact that I'm renting a few villages away, you could come over anytime.
You don't think Ignatius got eyes and ears all over this country? And look at you, encouraging your uncle wife to have an affair with you.
Isn't that like you not agree? Me see how you just look at me.
Look, change the subject.
By the way, he know you lend me money to move into this new place?
Ignatius say no nothing about her. And please don't tell he.
And this business that me you going into, he know that you investing?
No, Alonzo. I using money from a personal account to help you.
And he don't check that account?
No.
Alright.
And I beg you, don't mention it to nobody. Let me be the secret investor in your business. It's easy for things to get back to Ignatius.
Well, besides investing in this business, I was hoping you could help me with something else.
What now?
How much money you got in the account?
That's not your business.
You don't trust me?
Like I said, Ignatius puts money into that account every month.
Alright, so I'm moving to my own place and I mean, is Corona going on right now? I can need a vehicle for move around with.
You want to buy a car for you?
I'm borrowing the money from you. I can pay you back every cent.
I don't know. When Ignatius see you driving the car, I start wondering where you get this money from.
Listen, it's not a new car buying. Me friend selling his car. He making a move to Canada.
Oh.
I tell you, hold on, I can get back to you by the end of the week.
Oh, you can tell him, hold on, you don't have no money.
Well, I'm talking to you about it now. It's just 1.2 mil.
Alonzo, I done lend you $600,000 for get yourself together to move into this new place. Plus, you still gonna got to pay $80,000 a month rent.
Once we get this business up and running, me gonna be flying. I gonna show Uncle Ignatius that I can make it without he help.
But you can't make it without me help. And
We ain't even sure what business we really getting into.
Once I move in and settle down, we gonna work out all of them. You know we got something special between we.
Yeah, but I ain't stupid with my money.
You could be stupid with me though.
Alonzo?
Please. A car would make my life so much easier. I miss my mother. I could drive up to Barbie some weekends and see she. Maybe you could come with me sometimes.
Alright. I ain't know about all of though. You gotta make sure that you get a mechanic to look at the car first and ensure that everything alright with it.
Yes! Thank you!
Yes!
I just happy, baby. Anything you want me to do for you in this life, I gonna do it.
Well, we got to have a written agreement. So in case you want to play your head in good and they want to pay me back my money, I could take you to court.
Me not got a problem with that.
Look, I need a drink.
Bring some for me too.
A beer?
Yeah, that would be nice. Boy, Alonzo, you hit the jackpot with this one, eh, boy?
Fine, Coretta, fine.
You and baby breezing out?
Yes.
I hear it's a boy you get.
Yes.
I hear Lawrence tell somebody how he look like Ignatius.
That's what daddy thinks.
I could call in the yard and take a quick peek at thee?
No, Coretta. I have to be careful who I let around my baby with COVID around.
Well, you behaving like I got coronavirus now. Look at how much months ago I recovered from COVID.
Please respect my wishes.
All now I could have been the child's step-grandmother.
Wow.
So tell me, y'all do a DNA test and is your husband child?
Coretta, that's why you stop here? To mind my business?
How I minding you business when I dip on the lantern post? Plus, you know me and your father-in-law got a very close relationship.
Well, good for you.
The baby big though, Divine. You push the whole child out?
Yes.
Oh, me mama. Why did they cut you? These men don't know who we women is got to go through for make these children. Imagine the big baby you had to push out. And then some of these children just want to grow up and take the eyes and pass you. Or sometimes you just don't hear from them. I can't have the last day I hear from my son, Philip.
He's probably hiding from you.
Anyway, girl, I'm a run. I know Ignatius will send me a picture of his grandson. I sure he will, I'm proud.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too, darling.
Alonzo, I really want to see you succeed in this life. This is why I'm helping you.
I ain't gonna disappoint you, Shelly. I promise. And one of the first things we can do with this business is register it with the Center for Local Business Development.
There's a must. You know how many opportunities you get when you sign up with them?
Yeah, buddy.
Divinely telling me how plenty people is be writing to them at ExxonMobil asking about opportunities.
People want to get in, man.
No, but there's the thing. Once you sign up with the center, you're going to learn about all the opportunities.
I see what you're saying.
And I like how you fresh going into business. You're going to need all the mentoring and training that you could get that the Center for Local Business Development offering.
Yeah, buddy.
Alonzo, you got to be serious about this thing, you know. I invest in my money and I ain't gonna be playing with you.
Shelly babes, you could trust me. I am missing out on no opportunity, especially when I could get into this island gas business.
Good, because them people is just sending out enough tender notices and so. All this depend on the Center for Local Business Development website and on ExxonMobil Facebook page.
Yeah, man.
You uncle ain't get this far by being a little stupidy businessman. I telling you again, you got to be serious.
And I glad you looking out for me.
Your actions gonna mean more than your words to me.
Shelly, I doing me part. I just go up on the page. I just watch all them ripple effect videos.
Good.
Them ripple effect videos really showing you the possibilities. Watch the one about Trans Guyana.
It's amazing what them people do, eh? Trans Guyana Airways managed to bring themselves up to international standards to the point where they're providing services for ExxonMobil.
And it's the same training they benefited from.
Exactly.
When you think about this thing, Shelly, it's all about focus, you know.
Listen, we got to sit down next week and work out what exactly we're doing with this business. Once we got the business registration, the first thing we got to do is register with the Center for Local Business Development. The last Ripple Effect video I watched, they featured this company, Arrow Oilfield Services. And that was the first thing they did when they started the company in 2017.
Yeah, I watched the one. They do like janitorial work, pest control, general maintenance work, they say.
You paying attention?
You believe in me, right?
I could believe in you till cow come home. You got to believe in yourself and get serious about starting this business.
I'm right there with you. And I thank you for everything you're doing for me.
I see you're willing. And I want to see you do well in life, Alonzo.
You would make the perfect wife for me.
Why stop it?
Well, you can't tell me you don't think about the case all the time like me.
I thought Benicia was your woman.
I would drop she like though. If you say yes.
Stop. Let me finish packing these things so I could get you out your uncle's house.
Shelly, I really like you, you know.
Well, we can't always get everything we like.
Have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, SMADS Limited, the Small Business Bureau, and the Conservation International Guyana, with funding from the Global Environment Facility and the Norwegian Agency for Development Cooperation, urging you to observe all safety measures as we fight COVID-19 together.